Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. We're glad you all could join us once again. Donnell Davis is making his first appearance on our program today. We're going to be talking to him not only about the new project from Donnell Davis and Remnant. It's a project called Moving Forward. It's a powerful message. We're going to be talking to him about that in just a moment, but also about this journey for him, what it's been like for him to see the way that the music is ministering to people, as well as helping them to really be able to move forward from where they are today. Donnell, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how you doing, man? Glad to be here.
Man, we're glad to have you. Congratulations on this project. I knew after I purchased it, Donnell, I had to reach out to your people to see about your coming on the show because, you know, I think the message is not only so timely for where we are today, but I think people need to know that there is hope, and that's one of the things that really comes across in the project. What has it been like for you personally? I mean, I know this has been really a labor of love for all of you, both yourself and Remnant. What has it been like for you to see the way that not only how the faithfulness is paying off, but how the message is really resonating with people?
It's been a blessing, man, to sit and hear some of the testimonies. What's ironic, just today I talked to a friend of mine, and he was telling me how the music from this project actually saved his life. And, you know, as an artist, as a minister first, artist and writer, I think it's important that your music touches lives, you know. He was explaining how there were points and times where he really was like about to seriously really just give up on everything. But the music from this project was something that helped him, you know, that he saved his life, you know. In other words, like it gave him the encouragement to move forward from the place of where he was. So, you know, with that, that's a blessing, you know, and the group, Remnant has been in existence for 10 years, so this journey has been it's been a blessing. Of course, with ministry, anyone who knows in ministry and anyone who's been in ministry for a long time understands that ministry is a lot of work, and it takes a lot of work and endurance to keep going and to keep moving. But you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know what I'm saying? It's what I'm put here to do. So it's been a blessing. It really has.
Right. Well, you know, I believe that, you know, that it's impossible to do something well, Donnell, and not allow a part of yourself to either be included in it or for whatever you're doing to rub off on you. You know, when I was listening to the album all the way through, and I got it through Amazon.com, but when I was going through my media player and just letting it play track after track after track, there were three things that came to my mind. One is that for anybody out there who feels as though, you know, there, as you were just sharing with that story, that you know, their relief is not coming. There's that one track, I Won't Give Up. Then you have the track, We Got the Victory. For those who feel as though they have, you know, messed up so bad that they've gone too far from God, you have tracks like You Are Great, you know, Change Your Situation. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think, too, that if someone just needs that realization of who they serve, you know, in spite of all the evil and darkness that's in the world, you have tracks like that, Like You Are, and Praise Him. You know, is that kind of what you hope, that when people are able to really sit and listen to this project, that they really will find that it has something for every aspect of their life?
Absolutely. Every area of life, because realistically, in this walk, we have days where we're really good and things are going good and things are great, but then there comes a season in life where we get hit, and it takes all the strength that within you to continue on. You made mention of the song "I Won't Give Up." You know, "I Won't Give Up" actually came, it's a personal testimony. I had to get to the point of saying I won't give up. But prior to that, I was at a point where I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna do something different. And I remember talking to a friend of mine. He's more like my brother, you know. I call him. He's more my brother than he is like a friend. We've been knowing each other for a long time. His family and my family. And I remember saying, "Yeah, man, you know, like I think I'm just gonna do something different." And he said these words to me. He said, "What else are you gonna do?" And I stopped and I thought about it. He's like, let's just be realistic. What are you gonna do? It would be weird for you to go and do something other than what you were created to do, what you were put on earth to do, your purpose. Like, it would be crazy for you to do that, and you know that. So I had to get to the point, and it was an eye-opener to where I said, you know what, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. And that's where that song came from. I had some lonely nights. I had some nights where I was by myself. It felt alone, you know. God gave me encouragement to say that I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to everything that you said is exactly what I hope people get and gather from this CD.
Right. And I think that's exactly what, I mean, that's what I got to get from it. So I believe, you know, that is exactly what they will be able to get, Darnell. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Darnell Davis of Darnell Davis and Remnet is on our program today. We're talking to him not only about the new project moving forward, but that message, the mantra of that. And I think, too, I believe, and this is what's so great about having Remnet with you, Darnell, is that it shows us that we're not by ourselves. I think that is what gets people all the time. They think where they are right now, nobody else understands, nobody else could appreciate it. And I think, you know, when you're listening to this song and you hear, you know, the group there, it's like, you know what, I'm not by myself. Is that also one of the things that ministered to you, to let you know that regardless of what you go through in this world, you're not alone in it?
You know, that it is absolutely it. Listen, we had our CD release concert of the 22nd of March. We did a release because, you know, CD was released on the 25th, so we did it that weekend before. And the Lord, in the midst of the concert, we're up ministering, and the Lord drops in my spirit this scene from the movie Noah. The movie hadn't been out, but there was a preview that they were showing. And in the preview, one of the guys that, you know, they're coming up against, you know, the guy who's playing Noah, and he says, you know, hey, you dare to stand against me and disrespect me standing alone. And he looked at him and he says, in the preview, he really looks at him, gives him a look, and he tells him, like, with confidence, like, I'm not alone. And I felt that in the concert. And the you could have seen, like, you, if you were there, you would have seen the pouring of the outpouring of the Spirit just sweeping through, because so many people feel they're alone. They feel that I'm going through this thing alone. I'm walking through this. But, you know, the Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, right? And then it says, for thou art with me. So God has given us assurance in the Word of God that you don't have to worry or fret, because I'm with you. Again, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. So, you know, though it feels that you're alone, and that's, and, you know, and to think of it, or here's the thing, the enemy makes us feel like that at times. He makes us feel that we're alone or we're by ourselves, and then we throw the pity party, and then we give up, and then we go, we get away from God, and we do because we feel, well, you know, God ain't there anyway. That's how he makes us feel. But the reality of it is that he is there. And there's an old song, it simply says he was there all the time. He was waiting patiently. Sometimes God is there, and see, he might not be speaking, but he's there because he's waiting for you to exhaust all of your outlets so you can realize that he was what you needed in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly. That is really it. And that is it. And so that leads us to the single. Moving Forward is the title of the album. And that is the single that we're about to listen to. Before we get into that single, Darnell, what do you hope this song does to our listeners as far as helping them to understand the importance of not being stuck in their situation?
That is it. not being stuck in the situation, but having the courage, the strength to step out of it and begin to walk forward and move forward into your, into their destiny, their purpose, not allowing their past to hold them and stop them from moving towards their future, not allowing situations, relationships, things to stop them from moving forward. You know, the Bible says that I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus, meaning that I'm pressing. A press is something that sometimes it is not something you always want to do, you don't always feel like doing, but it is something that you have to muster up strength, and you got to tell yourself, come on, we're going to make this happen. We got to move. We got to move out of this place, and we got to do it. So I'm hoping that people are encouraged to step out of those dead situations, those dead relationships. So even step out of the comfort zone for those who know that it's time for them to step forward in ministry, step out of the comfort zone and move forward in that, you know. So.
Exactly. I think that is it. I think it will definitely reach them where they are. Here is Moving Forward from Darnell Davis and Remnant. We'll be right back with more of Conversation with Darnell.
Come on, T.R., say the time is now.
The time is now.
And the day has come.
The day has come.
My worst days are over.
My worst days are over.
And my best days are ahead of me. So listen, prosperity.
Prosperity.
And victory. Guess what, y'all? It's flowing my way.
It's flowing my way. Today is the day. I say
everything said.
Everything
that was lost.
That was lost.
God giving it back
God
to me. Together, come up.
The day has come.
My worst days are over.
My worst
yes,
days
God.
Are over.
And my best days
my
are ahead of me.
Days
I'm so excited about it, son. So
prosperity.
And victory. Say it.
Victory.
How many victorious people we got in the house today? Looking back on the things of the past, but we're moving forward into our destiny. We're walking forward into our purpose. I don't have time to stay here, but I got to move forward. How many people are moving forward? Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Say, not looking back, sir.
Not looking back
on yesterday.
On yesterday.
But I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
I'm pressing toward the mark, y'all. Come on.
Yesterday.
Yesterday's gone, but I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Not looking back, sir.
Not looking back.
On yesterday.
On yesterday.
But I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
I'm taking that step forward to my destiny, to my purpose. Come on. On yesterday.
On yesterday.
But I'm moving forward.
I'm moving forward.
Come on, T.R., let's take it up. Say,
not looking back.
have Moving Forward from Darnell Davis and Remnant from the album Moving Forward. We have been speaking with Darnell not only about the project, but also the message that is timely for all of us, I think, right now, Darnell. As it says there, especially in the latter part of the song, you know, that, you know, I won't keep looking back. You know, I'm going to be moving forward, you know, and the time is now. What would you say to our listeners, for those who are just hearing about the project especially, but also, of course, I think for anyone who may wonder if it has something for them, what would you say to them about your hopes about moving forward and what it can do for them?
First of all, I have something for everybody on there, and in hopes of moving forward again, for those who may have just tuned in, you know, the whole message is just basically moving from beyond your stuck or comfortable position or place and moving forward into your purpose, into your destiny, and reaching for those things which are in front of you and not looking back on what's behind you.
Right.
You know, I believe a lot of times we're held to, you know, our past can be one of the biggest hindrances. You know, we can sometimes feel like we're so messed up, so distraught, and so bad that God, you know, there's no way that he can ever give me a blessed future because of what I've done or what I've, you know, and that's not true. You know, God, you know, what's laid out for you, what's predestined for you is for you. You just have to move forward to get it.
Exactly. I think that is really the message there. Congratulations on all of the blessings that have been coming with this project. I know it has not only been helping people where they are, but also, of course, being able to be recognized by moving up the charts as well, Darnell. So congratulations to yourself and to Remnant. How can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as get the project for themselves?
Well, if you want to get the project, you can get it on Amazon. Amazon has it, iTunes, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Walmart's, Target, it's available at Christian bookstores, it's available everywhere. If you want to connect with me on social media, you can hit me on Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Instagram, it's the same thing, it's Darnell Davis Music, and music is spelled M-U-Z-I-K. Again, it's Darnell Davis Music, M-U-Z-I-K. That's for Facebook and Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's Darnell Davis 01.
All right, and we actually tagged him on both places on our Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can make sure you guys are staying in contact with him there. Darnell, thank you so much for the time today, man. A really a great conversation, and it's a great project. And I know, as you said, and I totally agree, there's something on here for everyone. It's really about them being open enough to be able to receive it. So it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me, man. It was a blessing being here.
Hey, we appreciate you, and we appreciate all of you for tuning in, both our radio listeners as well as those joining us online through blogtalkradio.com and even our good friends at dcnowradio.com. If you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. As I mentioned, I tagged Darnell as well as The Remnant on Twitter. You can find them at The Remnant Music. It's M-U-Z-I-K, just like Darnell mentioned earlier. And then you can find him at DarnellDavis01. We tagged him there so you guys can follow him on Twitter, as well as find the Facebook fan page for Darnell Davis and Remnant on Facebook, and we tagged that one as well. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.